So this next piece is just my friend and I talking. We got into some pretty heavy discussion, and I happened to be streaming at the time. And with his permission, I just, had recorded the stuff. This is the only audio I had recorded, though, unfortunately. The rest of it was lost, so you kind of pick up like right in the middle, the beginning part of our discussion. But it's not like a perfect beginning. I don't know, I just think with the world as it is today, it's good to kind of have these open discussions with people. And I hope you guys enjoy it, as much as I enjoy talking with them and discussing it. I know we have similar beliefs, but that doesn't mean like we're both very open-minded and willing to have these kind of discussions. There is some stuff that some people might find triggering, and it can get a little dark sometimes, a little stressful. I mean, there's some stuff I talk about that I haven't talked about in a while, and some stuff he's talked about. So just enjoy it. This is different than hopefully what I'll be putting out going forward, but I do like having these discussions with friends and to keep, keep the discussions of progress open and hopefully, help find ways to move our country forward. So without further ado, here is my discussion with Zach.
Like, eventually, like after the trial happened, they released it.
It just really bothers me that we have a we have a thing right now that like our system right now where we have police out there and they just aren't required to wear body cams. Like at the, especially now, at this day and age, you cannot tell me that we cannot mass produce body cams to a point where like anybody who's on duty is well, it should be wearing a body cam. You
Dude,
know?
GoPro, $300. You can
And
have like
fuck
two
it with the
days of
budgets we give
continuously good
them.
photo.
The budgets we give them, like one city could afford enough GoPros for almost anybody, any police officer in the country. But it's ridiculous because, that would clear up so much of these issues. It would take away any ambiguity between all of these scenarios and stuff. Like I know for a fact that not every time that a police officer kills an individual is it unprovoked. But at the same time, when you don't have any evidence, and we know that there's, like, you don't have any evidence to prove your innocence, which a body cam would clearly do that.
It doesn't it speak to something that like police officers don't want to do the thing that would completely prove their innocence? Like, is that not? And there's plenty of police. I'm not saying every police officer, but like, there's plenty of police officers that like and want to wear body cams. But like, doesn't that like as a system speak to something when like, as a whole they don't want them to be accountable for?
Exactly. And that's the thing is it's like you're right. There are people who out there who do, and those are the kind of cops who are like, look, I realize that we're in a situation here where like we kind of need to build that respect back with with the people that we serve and protect there. So like those kind of people, sure, those are like the good kind of cops. The people who are against, I cannot see a single reason why, as a police officer, you would be against a body camera, wearing a body camera, unless you're not doing your job properly. And if that's the case, then like you're the reason why we need these body cameras.
I'm just trying to like think of like what it could be like other than like blatantly being dirty. What is the reason for it? Like you're fucking your partner in the back of the cop car? Like
That's the
what?
only thing I could, I mean, that'd be the only other reason, but
Other than being like horribly dishonest, And, like, I guess, like, maybe it's just because, like, the cop shows that I see that you have, like, street informants or whatever. Like, but, like...
I mean, okay. Like, that's fair. If you're, like, an undercover cop or whatever, I'm not saying if you're wearing a... I'm not saying... yeah. But, like, if you're a traffic cop, if you're a cop who's just on duty, you know, like a normal officer... There's no way you can convince me that you there's a valid reason you should not be wearing a body cam.
Yeah. How do you also feel? Because I think this is somewhat along the same vein. Trump has a sexual assault case against him from, at the time, a 13-year-old, and they just need his DNA because they have the abuser's DNA.
It's the same thing. I'm saying
all you need is a DNA sample to prove your innocence. Does that not, like, speak to something, right?
Yeah.
If you have, a credible sexual assault allegation and all you need to do is a mouth swab to prove your innocence, but you won't do it, like...
There's no reason to. Like, you're literally saying, I could prove my innocence, but I'm gonna refuse to.
And, like, the only argument I can think of is, like, it's kind of like a violation of privacy. Like, if you hadn't actually done it, and some people just wanted your DNA to run a test, like, that's not necessarily something that you're obligated to do. Like,
that would be the only reason, but at the same time, I think in this kind of case, I don't know, I feel like when it comes to criminal cases like this, right, if it is a valid, credible thing, and what they need to prove innocence is a DNA sample, you should be required to give it. If it's, like, a valid thing, you know, if they can, like, say, look, we actually have a reasonable, you know, it's like, reasonable cause to search a car or whatever, which, I mean, don't get me started on, like, reasonable cause, but, you know, I'm just saying, like, if you actually can show that you have reasonable cause to that you are a prime suspect, and the one way that you could prove your innocence is to the only way you can prove your innocence is to give a DNA sample, you should have to. I mean, it's still a case. They're still investigating it. I get the whole innocent until proven guilty, but, like, that's a part of the investigation, and I feel like that would be impeding an investigation, which I thought was, like, a crime, but...
It depends on how much money you have, whether that's impeding an investigation.
True.
That makes a lot of sense.
But even beyond that, though...
Sort of ability to have a court order, but then you also just have to rely on a judge to want to prosecute Trump.
Yeah. But even beyond that, if I could do something as simple as give my DNA to prove my innocence in a pedophilia rape case,
not a question.
I won't even question anything about that.
Do you just want to keep it on file?
Yeah, like, I was gonna be like,
if you just want to keep a file in the back,
like. I don't even care. You don't even have to tell me that. I don't even have to have ever met the person. I don't even have to think of an argument against it. You could tell me, I mean, I don't want to be in this situation, but you could tell me it was, like, you know, some random ass person in this country, Susie Q, and you're just like, by the way, could we, like, put some DNA on, you know, and just prove that you're not, like, you know, she says you. Which is weirdly weird, because we have no evidence of any sort of connection ever between the two of you. But she says, like, you. And, but, like, if you just gave us some evidence, like, we'd be cool, you know, if it's not you. And I'd be like, fuck yeah, what do you want? I provide, like, 5 samples or whatever.
Let's play out exactly how this scenario should go. Hey, Maria from Bolivia is claiming that you sexually assaulted her. We need your DNA.
Yeah.
No, yeah, okay.
Do you want to go, like, behind
Bolivia?
Back?
Have you ever been to Bolivia?
Nope.
Traveled anywhere near there? No?
Nope.
Okay, yeah, no, but still given DNA. Yes, yes. Okay, yes, that's exactly how that conversation should go.
To prove yourself innocent in a... Especially when it's a case as serious as rape or murder or pedophilia. Like, I cannot think of a good reason to actually deny that. And let's be real. He's been in other sexual assault cases. You can't tell me they probably don't have his evidence already. Or his DNA. Not his evidence, but his DNA. You know, so it's... He's the president of the fucking United States at this point. You can't tell me they don't have his DNA somewhere. You know?
I mean, yeah. I just,
he went
I
to
don't...
a hospital. He went to a hospital. A couple months ago.
A socialist hospital.
Yeah.
At that.
But, I'm sorry. There's just no valid reason I can think of to not give your DNA. Unless you're guilty.
I think this is some sort of deep-seated thing, but I just, like, remembered now, and I think it was my dad just trying to get me to not touch things in the store, but he, through my whole childhood, would tell me to not touch things in the store because people would take my DNA and plant it at murder scenes, and, like, that kind of fucked me up for a little bit, but I think, like... There is, like, some sort of, like, hesitation to just give out DNA for nilly-willy, I guess.
I mean,
just
okay.
Because of something like that, but I think that is totally just, like, my childhood trauma.
You look much more guilty, though, by not giving that. Like,
yes,
look,
absolutely.
I feel like they would have to have a lot more than just your DNA. Like, they would have to have some sort of connection to the victim. They'd have to have some sort of, like, time, you know, if it was, maybe not. I was going to say, if it was like a completely random thing, there's a good, decent chance you have an alibi. But like, let's say it was like late at night. You know, and you're like, oh, I was asleep. Like, that's not an alibi. So, I don't know. I mean, I get that. But I think that's a very paranoid thing.
Oh, it's, I totally respect that that's a paranoid thing. That would never happen. And that was just, like, my dad trying to get me to not touch stuff, but, like, kind of fucked me up forever. But, God. Sometimes I wish, like, I love my parents to death. Sometimes I wish I could just, like, go back, like, now, and just be like, hey, that's kind of fucked up to say, my dude.
Yeah.
But, what about Jeffrey Epstein's, like, wife was gonna come out and, like, testify in, like, a court case? I remember hearing that, like, a couple months ago.
Oh, I know, and I haven't heard anything recently about that.
I feel like that's, like, did that
I
just,
feel
like
we should just revisit that. Yeah, I feel like we should revisit that. Wait, his wife? I didn't even know Jeffrey Epstein had a wife.
It was like his wife or girlfriend or something.
That Giselle?
I'm gonna Google it.
That Giselle or whatever her name was, like Gisella Maxima or something like that. No, you're right. What the fuck happened to her? The girl, the lady that Trump wished very good things to. He was like, said something about, like, I don't wish anything bad to her, you know, I wish her all the best. And it's like, what the fuck?
I mean, like, there's like a lot of photos of Trump being with Epstein and a lot of, like, sexual assault allegations that have some
both of them.
Them outside of even Jeffrey Epstein's case. So it just, like, kind of seems like...
Yeah, but you ask anybody, and Trump cut off complete ties with Epstein as soon as he found out about the pedophilia stuff.
As soon as he found out that Jeffrey Epstein had been compromised and found out about, yeah, he cut ties immediately after he had been arrested.
Yeah. How convenient. Also, I love how people are like, Trump cut down, or Trump cracked down on sex trafficking. And you look at the numbers, and he really didn't. He had a few big busts and stuff, but like, that was it. They were just busts. There were no his conviction rate for sex traffickers was much lower than any of the previous like three presidents.
I want to see the ratio of people being detained illegally by ICE and the amount of sex rings that he busted. I want to see that ratio and see if it deserves any kind of, I mean, like, I'm giving him credit. I'm not saying that everything that he's done is horrible.
No.
He broke up sex rings. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
But like, if we're talking about it, like, let's hear about the illegal hysterectomies at the ICE detention centers or whatever.
Yeah.
If that was a thing, I don't know if that was really a thing or not. But
you know, that it was like a big thing that went nowhere.
Yeah, because, I mean, they're illegal immigrants that shouldn't have crossed into this country if they didn't want their organs ripped out.
Yeah, I mean, I'll edit that out of the video later. No, I'm just
kidding. I just want to spend a day. I probably regret saying this, but I want to spend a day in the mind of somebody that wholeheartedly believes in everything that Trump has done. Or, like, that supports a lot of these really kind of archaic laws and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Or, like, that.
I just want to.
That whole.
I want to hear the rationale in the head when you hear that 500 children have been orphaned by the U.S. government because somebody crossed into this country seeking asylum. I want to hear the rationale that people go through to justify making orphans of young children because people were seeking safety.
Yeah.
I want to know.
I don't though. I mean, I get it, because it's like one of those.
I really do.
It's just like a psychology thing, but like you want to see what that might like how they can really justify that or rationalize it. But I'm like, man, like I love reading my books about the psychology of Batman villains. Like that stuff's cool as shit. But at the end of the day, I could look back at it and be like, that's not real life. But then, like, you look at the mindset of people, and it's not, like, a small subset, you know? That's the other problem. It's not like, oh, yeah, there's this one tiny religious group in, I don't know, I wanted to say Utah, but, like, then it's going to sound a lot like I'm talking about the Mormons, but it's not the Mormons in this case.
High stream viewers. Fuck Mormons. I'll say it. Fuck you if you're a Mormon.
Caitlin, did I tell you that Caitlin was a Mormon?
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Did I tell you that? They fucking found us in Columbus. She hasn't been a part of the church since she was like six or whatever. And we had some people come up and they were like, you know, I could tell they're Mormon missionaries, but like, oh, is Caitlin Robinson home?
That's creepy.
And I was just like, fuck yeah, she is. Hey, Caitlin, get out here. Your friends are here. And she's like, why the fuck did you do that? And I was like, I don't know. I got a kick out of it. She's like, how did you guys find us? Because, like, I haven't been a part of the church in, like, 20 years. And we've moved 20 different times. You guys always find me.
Dude, the Mormons are, like, actually kind of crazy. Like, I really think that all religions are a cult.
Oh, yeah.
We can have a conversation about that, but
I mean, a, like, a pure definition Mormons of a cult? Like, yeah.
Like, purely by definition, I think that religions are cults, but, like, there's a distinction between, like, established religions and like actual like crazy obscure cults, but I think like as a quote unquote established big religion, Mormons are fucking crazy and scary. that is an insane amount of power. Like, it's like Amish cult. Like,
yeah.
Like, the amount of power that they have over members is insane.
Yeah.
I had to tell my dad. I don't know if I ever told him. I just made up excuses, but he, like, is a big supporter of the Amish community, like, goes to all their fundraisers and all that good stuff. I used to go with them until I, like, actually started thinking about it, and, like, I really can't support the Amish community anymore. Like, their whole thing is, like, not educating people,
mm-hmm.
and like shunning anybody that doesn't, and kicking people out of a community that don't conform to their beliefs. Now, of the cults in the world, I don't think the Amish is necessarily the worst. It's just, like, a little weird.
Yeah, you're right. There's worse ones out there, for sure. My issue with them is that they neglect clear scientific progress, and which is fine for most things, except for when it comes to medicine.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
when,
like,
it
when
comes
you're saying, oh, I'm not accepting this this radiation treatment, I'm gonna go pray over my 3-year-old son and hope he gets better.
And
like,
and if you're an adult,
absolutely fuck yourself.
Yeah.
If you think that you should just go home and pray over your son instead of getting him treatment.
If you're an adult and you're making that decision, that's fucking fine. I don't give a shit. That's up to you. But when you're implementing that onto your children, like when you are refusing medical treatment for your children because of it, of your, you know, misguided backwards beliefs, when it's a very clearly treatable illness, I mean, that's negligence. Like, that's...
Oh, yeah, straight-up negligence, child abuse, and manslaughter, I think you could probably even argue, and I think you should go to jail for it. Now, I think that any of-age, rational person that is well-equipped to make the decision that they want to die, I think that pretty much anybody should be able to make that decision.
Yeah, which is, I mean...
That's something totally different, but
I think
that a person deserves the right to die.
I agree. I never understood why that's such a bad thing. Like, I understand some, you know, when you're younger and stuff, you know, I'm not saying promote it at that young age, but, like, if somebody doesn't want to be here, why are you, especially if they've at least tried to take steps to, like,
yes,
treat, you know, depression or whatever it is that they're going through, you know? I'm not saying, like, your first step should be, like, what do you call it?
Euthanasia.
Euthanasia, yeah. I'm not saying your first go-to thing should be, like, euthanasia. Like, you should try other things first, but, like, in the end of the day, you know, if a person doesn't want to be here, like, why do you have the right to do? And, like, euthanasia is at least a lot more, you get from everybody a lot more closure than just straight up suicide.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, and especially, like taking suicide into your own hands is, like, either messy, very dangerous, not always successful, painful, and it doesn't have to.
And it's sudden, is the thing. Like, it's usually very sudden. You know, usually people are all of a sudden like, they're, oh, I didn't see any of the signs. Yeah, there were fucking signs. We all get it. But I didn't see any of the signs. You know, this just completely came out of the blue and all that. And they're like, they don't have the closure behind it. They don't know why you did it. They don't have any explanation. At least with this, there's a process behind it. And you have that chance to, like, actually really say your goodbyes and stuff. You know,
It's a lot more paperwork than unlocking a gun safe.
Yeah, it's a lot more of a process, and that's, you know, and like, I flat out, you know, I've told Caitlin before, I was like, I'll never own a gun. Not, I'm doing just fine, by the way, just throwing that out there, like, I'm feeling just fine right now, but, like, I've been in very dark places, and, like, it's, you're an impulse away from just ending it. I mean, even if you're talking about, like, hanging yourself. You still have to go through the whole process of, like, setting that up. With a gun, it's like you just pull the trigger and that's done. You know? So, I know that got super dark, but you know what I'm saying? Like,
No.
It's very messy. It's an impulse away. Like, all you have to do is have a really, really, really shitty day, and, like, you just, you know, a minute, you pull that thing out, and it's done. You know? Like you said, there's more of a process behind everything else. You actually have to think it through and be like, is this really absolutely what I want to do?
I'm not necessarily a big fan of bureaucracy, but I think that, like, in this instance, it is, like, the peak of use of just red lines and paper. And I'm not saying, like, make it so difficult that you can't do it. Like, yeah. That's not my argument. But
make somebody think about it before they just do it. You know, like, make them actually. And again, I know this would, it would not cut down on all suicides, obviously. Like, you're not just going to see it disappear. But at the same time, you're going to see a lot of it disappear, because people are going to see that as, like, a better option to suicide. And then they'll start going through the process, and, you know, they might realize, like, oh, I actually don't want to do this, you know? I actually do have something to stick around for and to live for and stuff. You'd see a lot more. You'd see a lower rate of deaths by either. You know, if you're going to group suicide and euthanasia together, because they kind of are the same. Yeah, I mean, you know, both of them are a choice of you killing yourself. It's just one of them's, like, medically administered. You know what I mean? But yeah. I don't know.
And even outside of suicide. I'll preface this with, I'm totally okay talking about it. A lot of people probably aren't necessarily in the headspace to hear about it, but, like, my experience with my grandparents, like, how can you not be okay with euthanasia?
Oh, I know. I haven't had that with my grandparents, but, like, I've seen it with other people's grandparents and stuff, or heard them talk about it, and I'm like, you, like, the guy, you know, I've heard them say, you know, talk, like, elderly people say, like, that they just feel like their time is up, and you're being here selfishly saying, like, no, you gotta stick around for me, like.
Yeah. Dude, my neighbor is in that boat. I, like, every time I talk to her, I'm like, oh, how are you doing, Terry? She's, like, ready to fucking die. And she is, but, like, not, like, she's not, like, upset about it. She's just, like, I'm 90 fucking years old. I'm ready to die. And, like, okay, yeah. Do it.
Go out on your own terms, like, instead of, like, slowly declining in health and everything. I mean,
not to get too dark.
Whatever you're about to say, hold it for a second. I'm going to let my dog out. Cool?
Yeah. No.
All right.
It must have been a couple months since I've taken this, but a BuzzFeed quiz on how your political standing isn't necessarily the most effective way to find out your political alignment. Like, a lot of these is more than just strongly disagree or disagree.
Yeah.
There's a lot more to it. But, it's obviously been a moment. But, just to, like, so my grandma had cancer. She got down to, like, 90 pounds. For the last 3 days she was alive, she laid in bed on morphine. And every about 5 hours, her hospice nurse would call the whole family into the room because she was about to die. And, she would, like, lay there screaming in pain. We'd all sit there and cry. And then she'd kind of, like, stabilize and go back to normal. And that just happened for 3 days. But even, like, the last... couple months that he was alive. He was in constant pain. He had, like, horrible hemorrhoids. He had a pinched nerve, horrible diabetes, where he would just sit in a chair and, like, go, ow, ow, ow. Like, just, like, kind of, like, moan in pain for, like, 2 months. And then when he went to the hospital, he had a couple heart attacks, but he wanted to die in his house, so they brought him home here, and the hospital sent him home with no medicine and no drugs, and I was the one, because nobody else could manage in that moment. He was laying on, like, the hospital gurney in our house, just absolutely cussing and screaming because he was, like, disoriented in pain. And I had to call the hospice nurse and be like, hey, my grandpa's here, has absolutely no pain medication. When are you getting here? And she's like, oh, I'm in South Bend right now. It's a Saturday at 10 p.m. I can't get medicine. All the CVSs are closed or whatever it was. You're not going to be able to get medicine. So I'm going to speed over there. So it was like 45 minutes. He's just, like, laying there with no medicine. But, like, the decision was to stop him from insulin. So they stopped giving him insulin a couple days prior, and that's what he died from. Not the multiple heart attacks and not the, all the abundance of other medical issues that he was having. It was because the family had to decide to take him off insulin so that he could die slowly and painfully. And that's the decision that, as a family, we had to make. How is that okay in youth? In my grandma's experience, she was laying in bed, she was dying of her own body, and, like, hospice was there for morphine and support. And, like, even then, as a, like, I would, like, the moment you tell me I'm in going into hospice and, like, it's the end, I'm gonna, like, start arranging to kill myself. But, like, my grandpa, the family had to make a decision, like, to actively kill him. Because, like, give him insulin and treat his heart attacks, he probably could have lived for another, like, fucking 20 years. Probably not. Like, probably talking a couple extra weeks. But, like, if you treat everything, he could have lived. But, like, the family had to make an active decision to let him die. And, like, that, but, like, prolonging that is okay. Like, making the decision for the body to stop working because you stopped giving him medicine is somehow more honorable than, you know, shooting something in his veins.
Yeah. It... I don't know.
I'm sorry to dump all that on you because, like, I mean, like, don't.
No, it's a lot. It's a lot, but I'm like, I get it. And especially when, you know, even if you wanted to say, like, euthanasia shouldn't be legal for people under 60 or something. You know, like, if you wanted to put, like, an age on there to say, like, fine, this should only really be a thing if you're, like, elderly or maybe if you have cancer. You know, like, those, like, two things that really, I mean, if your health is declining, do you really want to go through the whole thing of being like, yeah, now I'm no longer in control of my own body at this point, you know? Like, and everything is painful, and not in like a, oh, this is sore kind of painful, but like, literally just being awake is pain. Yeah, that kind of stuff. I'm like, okay, I get that. And then, you know, with cancer's cancer. Like, fuck it. If especially if it's a terminal cancer, like, you know, it's not one that's treatable, you know? Like, I'm sorry, but why?
Ooh. If I get to that point and it's not legal, I promise you I'm killing myself.
I've like, said very similar things before. Caitlin really doesn't like to hear that, but I mean, it's...
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to hear, and it's really a tough decision to make. I think, like, my passion and what I think is, like, I'm a level with you. That really fucked me up for a long time. being a, what would I have been, like 14, 15, taking care of my grandma and like going through all that, because we moved in to be caretakers, so like I was here in the moment all the time for everything, like took off school and like sat by her bed for 2 weeks while she was dying, really fucked me up, and I really shouldn't have been a part of it, I don't think. I'm super grateful that like my aunt didn't involve like any of my cousins in it, because like it really is not something that people should go through with children. Sorry, you're cheaper than a therapist. Not really, though. You keep making games.
You know, and that's the other thing I told Kate, and I was like, look, I mean, I know I need to go back to therapy, but like, right now, I have the choice between, like, a $60 game that's going to last me... Not even a $60 game. The games we've been getting for all of us are, like, $20 tops. And we even got most of them on sale for, like, $5 a piece. It's like, I could either buy those, and they're going to last me... Probably, honestly... I mean, I could make these games last the whole rest of the year, easily, if I wanted to. I will continue to buy games, don't get me wrong. But I could... if I really wanted to. I was like, or I could spend like $80 a session going to see a therapist every, you know, couple weeks or whatever, and actually talk about my issues. Right now, the games sound like a better plan since I'm kind of doing okay. But once she moves down to Florida, I definitely, like, priority is getting an actual therapist.
I like that for you.
Yeah. Cause
that's awesome.
I'm glad that
you're for sure willing to like
therapy. Oh, I mean, I've it's not like this is the first time I'd be going to therapy, but yeah, it's one of those things. If you had asked me, so I started going even before Ryan died. I started going because I was just not doing okay. And I finally just had, like, a breakdown. And so I told Keenan I'd start going. And, like, it was great then. And then Ryan, everything with Ryan happened. And, like, there's no way I would have gotten through that next year. Especially because Caitlin wasn't living with me at the time. I was by myself. So, like, even though we were married. So that's cool, too. But I was like, there's no way I would have gotten through the next year if I hadn't started seeing a therapist. I mean, and I flat out told her that, too. I was like, I mean, I don't, not to be, like, super dark, but, like, there's no way I would still be here if I didn't start seeing a therapist then, at the very least. So.
Well, I am super glad you did.
No, I am, too.
I'm glad that that's an option that you have to do, is to go to therapy.
Yeah. Also, I have 128 games in Steam. I think I need to chill on the buying things.
But how many of them are older? Those don't count, right?
Yeah, I mean, I do have a game called Fly Simulator.
Wait, how many do I have? Wait, how do you tell?
Oh, where am I? I just went to... Oh, wait. It says 230.
Mine says 130, but some are hidden for some reason.
All 230 games. Some of them, yeah, it does say some of them are hidden. So wait, which one's them? I don't know if it like includes DLC in here or something.
Oh, that might be it.
Cause I'm like looking through it. I'm like, no, these are all games that were showing up on there.
Because I have, like, games not installed. Like,
oh, yeah, I've got a lot of those, too.
100 games would be if it wasn't installed.
Yeah. That's got to be it. It's got to be DLC, because... Yeah, I'm looking through this. I'm like, dude, I got nothing.
I wonder if I should, like... How did you find your therapist?
Through work. My work. had like a thing where I got like 5 free sessions with a therapist. So I used that and I just stuck with her. But there's a bunch of options, and like there's something I've considered even looking at. It's like an app that you pay like a monthly subscription for, and it's like supposed to be licensed, supposedly. I haven't looked into it a whole lot, but they're like licensed therapists that will like, you know, you could text them and they'll text you back and stuff. And I'm like, I almost don't mind, wouldn't mind that, because ever since Ryan died, I've gotten super like introverted and had like anxiety, you know, like social anxiety and stuff. And I'm like, man, just having somebody to talk to that's not like friends, who I know that my actual friends would never judge me for this kind of shit, but like, for, you know, feeling like I have somebody who's not a friend who wouldn't judge me, like, that's not all that bad. But I also just need to actually see somebody.
I think there's really an important distinction between, like, friends, family, spouse, and somebody that you can tell your deep, dark, like, things.
Yeah.
Like, the things that are going on up here. Like, sometimes, I think, not saying that friends and, like, family and all that good stuff can't be a part of that, but, like,
no,
it's a different horse.
Yeah, a doctor is completely unbiased in all aspects of it. Friends and family, it's like, no matter what, no matter how they try, how much they try to say they're not biased, and there's going to be a little bit of bias that slips in.
And sometimes they just like don't even understand like what's happening.
Yeah.
Like if you tell somebody that, like, telling like somebody about like depression that doesn't understand depression, never experienced it, and has no like gauge for it, they're not gonna be able to like do much for
mm-hmm.
it.
Oh, yeah.
And then that can kind of hurt, like in a I know like personal it's because everything's about me. I know I like confiding too much in I don't know how to say it. I don't even know what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
Okay. Dude, I keep trying to take this political.
So, have you tried being better?
It's just, like, so hard to answer these questions with just a agree or disagree.
It is. That was always my kind of thing, too, about those. Is I'm like, I mean, I get it. They have to have questions, you know, somehow. And they want to make it as simple as possible. But, yeah, it's, like, it's so much more than just a agree or disagree.
Our civil liberties are being excessively curbed in the name of counterterrorism.
I'm not really like gonna say I'm in the middle of that. I'm more leaning towards the no, but in the sense of counterterrorism.
So like I for a moment before I really like started thinking about politics a little bit more in depth, always considered myself a libertarian.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, so I think there's an important distinction. I think libertarianism is the preferred political
mm-hmm.
structure. I don't think libertarianism actually works in practice.
That's fair.
I'd love it too, but just like, answering every, I just always liked to have it, the question be, can we solve this problem, whatever it is, with more freedoms instead of less?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's still a decent gauge to go by. Can we solve XYZ problems with more freedoms instead of less? But sometimes the answer is, like, no. We need less freedoms in order to, like... you know?
Yeah.
Like, laissez-faire economics, where the government just takes their hands off of everything, sometimes doesn't always lead to the best thing. And I know that's not necessarily what we're talking about in, like, civil rights. But, like, should you be able to have as many guns as you want? Yeah, it'd be great if you could just have as many guns as you want, as, like, a tank in your front yard. You should have the freedom to have a tank in your fucking front yard. But what are the repercussions for that? That's where I think, like, libertarian kind of, as a political structure, as an ideal political structure, having the most amount of freedoms isn't necessarily
the best.
Able to be. Yeah,
yeah.
You can, it doesn't work.
Yeah, I agree. All right, well, I'm going to let you get to that. I got to kind of get to sleep. I got to work in the morning. And I got to get up in like 5 hours to get to work.
Well,
so,
okay.
Yeah. All right.
Well, enjoy. I'll talk
yeah.
to you later.
Yep, sounds good. It was nice talking to you.
Yeah.
Even though I didn't play a single fucking game for the past like hour and a half.
Either. I just tried to what the fuck happened to Jeffrey Epstein's wife and I can't figure it out. I searched for a moment and like I no idea. The
no
last
idea.
Thing I saw was that she was gonna testify in his hearing.
Oh, okay.
But that
didn't happen. Yeah. Okay.
Alright, bye.
Bye.